It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Here's a detail that helps explain how a suicide bomber made it into a U.S. base in Afghanistan. The bomber was apparently a double agent.
He was recruited by the intelligence service of Jordan. The Jordanians wanted him to infiltrate Al-Qaeda, and he was expected to provide information when he stepped onto a U.S. base last week.
Instead, he set off a bomb that killed 7 officers and contractors of the CIA. The reporters covering this story includes Siobhan Gorman of the Wall Street Journal. She's on the line. Welcome to the program.
Great to be with you.
How long had this man been working with the U.S. and Jordan, or at least pretending to work with the U.S. and Jordan?
We don't know exactly how long, but it does seem that he had built up a track record of providing valuable intelligence, which is what it appears to be the reason why he seemed to have a trusted relationship with the Jordanians and the U.S. officials.
You've given a little bit of his chronology here. A year ago, he was in Jordan. He'd been detained by the Jordanians, and then he ended up in Afghanistan. So there was at least perhaps that year of providing information to the U.S. and Jordan?
Perhaps. It seems like it might have been a shorter period of time than that, but it certainly wasn't a relationship that appeared to go back for years.
Nevertheless, it does raise the question, is this why he was not searched very thoroughly, apparently, on his way on to this U.S. base?
It does seem to help explain that, because what we've known now for a few days in terms of following this story is that he was able to make it onto this base without being searched thoroughly, and there have been some conflicting reports. It's not sure whether he was on track to be searched a little bit more thoroughly or not, but it does seem that he was at least able to make it some way onto the base without being searched thoroughly because they didn't find the bomb fast.
You also write, and I suppose it's not surprising, it would not be surprising to U.S. officials since they were trying to get him to pose as a member of Al-Qaeda, he was actually an Al-Qaeda recruiter.
Indeed. We were doing some archival research and found that he had done some postings on a password-protected Al-Qaeda website back in May of 2007 where he was talking about the need for, I think it was African-Americans as well as Native Americans and people of Vietnamese background to join the Al-Qaeda fight against the U.S. quote-unquote oppressor.
Is it fair to say that, in this case at least, Al-Qaeda or someone seems to have outsmarted the United States?
Well, the intelligence officials I spoke with yesterday were indeed quite surprised that apparently Al-Qaeda was able to run a double agent. We may learn more later to sort of fill out some of the details, but it did seem quite surprising. I was told that prior to 9/11, there had been some attempts for them to penetrate CIA operations, but there hadn't been anything like that we had seen since 9/11.
Siobhan Gorman of the Wall Street Journal, we mentioned that this man started with a relationship with the Jordanian intelligence agency. How closely does the United States work with Jordan?
The U.S. works incredibly closely with Jordan, and that's a relationship that pre-existed prior to 9/11, but it certainly has been strengthened quite a bit since then. The Jordanians were very helpful during the war in Iraq, and they have also been very helpful on the intelligence front. They've interrogated on behalf of the CIA and other things that obviously help provide intelligence to the CIA.
Is this the kind of thing, very briefly, that reverberates through an intelligence agency or maybe two intelligence agencies, the U.S. and Jordan? The Americans have to ask, can we trust the Jordanians who sent this man to us, for example?
Yes. I mean, I think that there's going to be a lot of review and searching for the reasons why this was allowed to transpire. And I think that this will probably reverberate through both agencies for a while.
Siobhan, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Siobhan Gorman is an intelligence correspondent for The Wall Street Journal, telling us this morning about news that the man who infiltrated a U.S. base in Afghanistan, a suicide bomber, was apparently a double agent.